8 minutes after the hour. Welcome back to Faith Radio Mornings. Bill Arnold here. And when I said I had a very special guest, I wasn't kidding, because I have Bill English in studio, and he's a special guest, but he's also been a little under the weather for a while. So I've been worried about him, and now I'm not so worried about him anymore, because I've seen the whites of his eyes that have a lot of red in them. But he's back here in studio. And we're going to talk about Christian business owners. And we're going to talk about, if you are a small business owner, how much do you tell your spouse? I mean, running a small business certainly can create conflict in your home. And obviously, spouses have opinions on how the business should be run. And, you know, do you bring your problems home every night and create a little scenario at home that causes additional stress? But where does the small business owner go to process life? Anyway, these are all questions we're going to ask Bill. Bill, welcome back to the show.
Hey, how are you doing this morning?
Well, forget about me. I'm more concerned about you.
Actually, you know, this is the best my voice has been in 5 weeks.
And so, which I got to say is not great, by the way.
No, it's not great. In fact, Dick Whitworth called me to tell me about Dr. Meyer coming on board. And I got on the phone with him, and his first comment to me in the phone conversation was, "Oh, now I see why you're not on the air."
So, all right, now if we get on the topic tonight or today of the small business and how much it's a challenge to run a business, and how much do you share with your spouse or significant other? How much do you tell them about what's going on in your day?
Yeah, it can be really tough because if you've had a hard day as a business owner and you've had to deal with a number of problems, and then you go home and your spouse says, "Well, you know, how'd things go? You know, what happened today?" Reliving your day may not be the thing that you want to do going home. You may want to focus on something like, Bugs Bunny or the cartoons or something. Anything but reliving your day. And so the spouses need to be a little bit aware that sometimes reliving that day for their business owner spouse is not a lot of fun. On the other hand, they still need to know, at least at some level, what's going on in the business, because the two are one flesh, right? Mm-hmm. And we don't want to bifurcate that any more than we have to.
I'm going to look that word up later, bifurcate.
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 Yeah. You know, you could probably get a joke out of that somehow.
No, I can't. I really don't want to. All right, let's just say that the spouse is risk averse.
Is always the case.
As is usually always the case.
Yeah.
And the small business owner is entrepreneurial.
Yep.
And is not risk neutral at
right.
all.
Right.
There's conflict one. So when the husband comes home with news that could upset the spouse, how does he talk about it without causing the whole evening to go in the tank?
Well, the evening might go in the tank.
Okay.
I think you just accept that some conversations are like that. You know, my wife is risk averse, and then there's me, Mr. I just want to try everything, and I'm always entrepreneurial. And so when you do have things that don't go well in the business, you need to just be straight with your wife or your husband, whichever. And you need to just tell them, here's what's going on, give them the headlines, and at least give them enough so that you are not misleading them by leaving out certain details. Sometimes some evenings are going to go bad, and that's just part of having a small business.
Mm-hmm. Is it fair to ask your spouse how much information do you really want?
Yes. Yes. And sometimes the spouses will say, I've heard enough. I don't want to know anymore. And other times they'll say, no, I want to know all the details. And I think as a business owner, you need to honor that. And that's really not honoring it in terms of your business owner role. It's honoring it in terms of your spouse role, your husband role, or your wife role.
Mm-hmm. So let's say the spouse says, I want to be very intentional as to how I pray about the business and the decisions you need to make and the relationships you're in the middle of right now. How much detail should I really, really get? Because I want to be specific.
Enough to be specific in prayer. And frankly, if you do have a spouse that's saying those kinds of things to you, boy, I'd sure take some time and pray with my spouse about some of the things going on in the business.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about the husband or the wife comes home, whoever is running the small business. And is there wisdom in having a way to decompress from office to home? Should you have a network of people that you talk to help process so you don't come through the door with a ball of anxiety if that's what you have?
Yeah, and that would be true of any highly stressful job, whether mm-hmm. you're a business owner or not. Working something out with your spouse to say, when I come home, I get the first 30 minutes, or I get the first hour mm-hmm. to just be a zombie, so to speak, before I'm ready to engage in anything meaningful.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a lot of wisdom in that, Bill. I really do.
I mean, I think there, if you have a network of people that you can say, boy, you got to help me process what I just came out of. Because otherwise you walk in at home and maybe kids want to play and get your attention and your wife wants all, and all of a sudden your head's just in a different space. And it's hard to probably switch off one role and start another, isn't it?
It is. But sometimes you can use the drive time or the train time
mm-hmm. yeah.
To make that transition. What a lot of business owners and highly type A type people will do is they'll use the train time to open their laptops and get more work done. It's probably not always the best thing or use of their time.
Mm-hmm. And obviously creating false impressions is always a bad idea, isn't it?
Well, it's lying. You know, so I don't know. There's something in our faith about not lying.
Yeah. And so you also could be bifurcating, right?
Well,
what's that word?
Bifurcate.
Bifurcate.
It means to divide.
Oh, to divide.
To divide.
Okay.
And then fucate. It means to divide.
Of course I knew that, Bill. Don't speak down to me.
This is Bill's word for the day for all those out there.
All right. I'm gonna take a little break, and I'm looking that word up on my phone dictionary so I don't feel so stupid anymore.
Oh, you are not stupid. Come on. You're doing a great job.
15 minutes after the hour. We'll be back in just a minute. Stay tuned. Minutes after the hour, welcome back to Faith Radio Mornings. Bill Arnold in studio with Bill English. He is back on his A game, I think. He has had trouble with his voice for about 5 weeks, and it was very sad for him last week because he was scheduled to enter a lip sync contest, but he had to cancel because he had laryngitis.
Actually, if I did a lip sync contest, my wife probably would have a different husband.
But we're talking about how much do you tell your spouse if you're a small business owner, because there's a lot of things you come through the door with at night on your mind, and how much of it do you process with your spouse? And I have a question, Bill. What about when you're a small business owner and you have maybe your spouse working with you in that small business, and maybe you have your children working with you also in that small business? Now you bring your business home and all your workers are in the same house.
Yeah, that gets really, really tough, especially if your adult children are living with you. So let's just deal with the husband and wife who work in a business together. And when they go home, they need to have some way of saying, I'm off deck.
Mm-hmm.
We're not talking about the business tonight. We're going to talk about other things. We're not going to focus on what's going on at the business, no matter how stressful it is.
Mm-hmm.
We need, as a couple, we need a break.
Mm-hmm.
I know of a number of couples who work in the businesses together. Honestly, I don't know how they do it, because Kathy and I could never do that. We would kill each other
mm-hmm.
Before too long. But when they go home, a lot of times they just talk about the business all evening long.
Well, that would be painful, wouldn't it?
Unless you really like what you do,
it would
be painful.
You do have to compartmentalize, though, don't you? I think it'd be essential. Otherwise, your relationship becomes a huge blur. It becomes work and work only.
Yeah, it becomes work and work only. And then if work goes bad, your relationship goes bad, and your mm-hmm. relationship quality is correlated to how the business is doing. And that's not a good place for any couple to be.
Mm-hmm. But what about when the kids are involved and you have to lead as a parent, and then you also have to lead as a CEO or a small business owner? You have to set, obviously, an example, and obviously there's kids are going to be learning from mom and dad, and then they're also going to have to have their own life, too.
Right.
And enjoy their parents as their parents.
Right. And so this is a little bit like homeschooling, where the kids need to see mom as mom, but they also need to see mom as teacher. And those are two distinct roles.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say you got, you know, a 30-year-old and a 28-year-old working in the family business, and mom and dad are in their late 50s, early 60s. They need to understand that at business, mom and dad have one role, and at home, they have a different role.
Mm-hmm.
And so you relate to them differently in the business as you would at home. Those are not always easy dynamics to iron out, especially as kids growing up tend to have their own opinions and tend to think that mom and dad are not very smart about things, and especially sometimes about the business.
Mm-hmm.
And so you might have a 30-year-old working in the business who thinks dad is a horrible CEO.
Mm-hmm.
And so and there's a lot of butting heads in the business, and if that spills over into a situation where they can't even have Thanksgiving dinner together,
mm-hmm.
then usually they need outside help to come in and help them.
And of course, when generations get involved in a business, there's going to be different levels of experience and,
yes.
and history and risk. And sometimes
yes.
the younger person would be have a tendency of saying, let's take more risk.
Yes.
Because we got nothing to lose. And the older person says, no, we have everything to lose.
We have everything to lose.
Yeah, and I want to have a little retirement and have some money when I'm when I'm moving into retirement. So having clear roles in the business is important, but also making sure that you've got a sustainable and enjoyable family life is also important.
It's very important, and you need to balance the two. And if you have to choose between one or the other, I would suggest you choose family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get rid of the business. You can always do another one.
Wow. Yeah. Businesses will chew you up and spit you out, but family is forever.
Well, I thought you were going to say families would do the same thing.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to be optimistic.
Are you?
Yeah. That was one of my goals for 2016.
Is it? Well, you're doing a good job.
Yeah.
On
okay,
that,
Mr.
So.
Wet Blanket.
Yeah, let's talk about that's cold wet blanket.
That's cold
you.
Wet blanket. Yeah, exactly. Let's talk a little bit about just the whole transition when the family is going to pass the leadership roles from maybe mom and dad onto one of the kids. Talk about the emotions that can run in that kind of situation.
Well, the emotions are high, can be high unless they have worked things out and talked things out.
Mm-hmm.
So as mom and dad near the time where they want to sell the business and they've decided that they want to sell it to their children, it seems to me that there needs to be a multi-year process there where they are increasingly and iteratively giving more decision-making authority over to the kids, and they are also working a financial plan for the kids to fully buy the business. I really do not recommend that parents sell the business to their kids on a note,
mm-hmm.
where the parents are holding, you know, $1 million or $3 million or $5 million worth of a note that the kids will pay off in the future. Because I've seen too many situations where the kids took over the business and they just destroyed it.
Mm-hmm.
They ran it into the ground, and now mom and dad don't have anything. The kids don't have anything. There's family conflict. Nobody's talking to each other, and there's no money there to help out anybody.
Mm.
So when you do sell to the kids, you want to make sure that you get fair market value and full price in cash for the business. But you need to be turning over the responsibility of that business over time to those children and letting them make the mistakes that they're going to make.
Mm-hmm. So as we start to wrap things up here, I just want to review what we talked about, because there are also important points. We just want to make sure we're specific and we don't do any kind of false impressions as to what went on in my
right.
business day.
Right.
Keep the spouse informed. But also not generate so much negative energy when you get home that everybody's freaked out at night.
Right.
You know, and then also be kind enough to just say to your spouse, how much information do you need?
Yeah.
Help me understand what kind of, what helps you?
Right.
What helps you understand?
Very good.
And then, you know, make sure you don't overload them and you turn your home or your dining room or living room or bedroom into the boardroom.
Right. Right. You don't want to do that.
No. And then as we try to have leadership roles and we've got maybe a husband and wife working together in the business, just to make sure that you can put those working hats off, take them off, and put on real life hats and make sure you continue to enjoy each other.
Yeah.
And if you're dealing with the transition of a business from yourself down to your kids, just make sure that you do something really fair and put them on the spot to make them pay a fair price for the business.
Yes.
And that way there can be, you know, you're actually honoring your parents by paying them the fair market value of how they've spent their whole life working.
And you honor, and you will value the business that you have just bought because you paid full price.
Totally. Yeah. You always value what you pay for.
You got skin in the game.
Skin in the game. I love that. So
skin in the game.
It's so nice to see you back in the studio.
And hey, thanks.
I'm so
good
glad to hear your voice. because I heard that you were never going to speak again. And I said, no, that's not going to happen.
Nope. Hey.
So I prayed and God answered my prayer.
Well, thank you
and
for your prayers.
80% of your voice back, don't you?
Something like that.
Bill English, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for being such a great guest. As always, it's 25 minutes after the hour. I'll be back in just a minute.